This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. Briefing the media last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He said a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up on Tuesday in the Lok Sabha.
We all agreed that there will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. And it was also agreed that on Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the members, especially the opposition party members, cooperate fully with the decision taken.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation across 7 states and 2 union territories, including Shyok Tunnel. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said that Shyok Tunnel in Ladakh will be a game changer, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during harsh winters. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar today participated in the opening session of India-Japan Forum in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. J. Shankar said that he discussed the evolving world order and the imperative of deeper India-Japan cooperation. Delhi Airport has advised passengers to check the latest flight status with their airline before heading to the airport, noting that IndiGo flights may still face delays. In an advisory issued today, the Delhi airport said that its teams are working closely with all stakeholders to minimize delays and ensure a smooth travel experience. Meanwhile, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued show-cause notices to IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers and accountable manager Isidro Porquiras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit norms. Earlier, the government directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. The Goa government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the major fire incident at a club in Arfora in Bardez Taluka, which claimed 25 lives. Several people were also injured in the incident, prompting immediate action from the local authorities. The cause of the fire is yet to be known. Control rooms have been set up to ensure rapid and efficient monitoring of the situation. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today expressed confidence that Ahmedabad will soon take its place on the global sports map and secure the hosting rights for the 2036 Olympic Games. The minister was speaking after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of several development works at Ahmedabad in Gujarat today. Mr. Shah highlighted the city's rapid development of world-class sports infrastructure and training facilities in recent years. He added that Ahmedabad is preparing to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games and will soon be home to the expansive Sardar Patel Sports Enclave. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal today said that artificial intelligence and machine learning-based applications play a pivotal role in building intelligent, consumer-centric and self-optimizing distribution networks. The minister said this while addressing the first national conference on the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies in the power distribution sector in New Delhi. In badminton, India's Sanskar Saraswat clinched the men's singles title of Guwahati Masters in Assam today. Sanskar defeated compatriot Mithun Manjunath in the final today. In the semi-final, Sanskar had edged past Indonesia's Dendi Triansia. In hockey, India will face defending champion Germany in the semi-finals of the Men's Junior World Cup in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.